You're listening to SBS News.
Najib Razak was a towering figure in Malaysian politics, leading the country for nearly a decade. But in a stunning fall from grace, the former Malaysian Prime Minister was arrested at his Kuala Lumpur home and spent a night behind bars amid allegations of corruption and misappropriation of a state fund he set up in 2009. Billions of dollars were allegedly funneled from the 1MDB fund into Mr. Najib's personal bank account. Mr. Najib has consistently denied any wrongdoing and has accused the new government of what he calls political vengeance against his family. In a pre-recorded message posted on Twitter after his arrest, the 64-year-old appealed to the public not to believe the reports.
I am not perfect, but believe me that the accusations against me and my family are not all true.
1MDB was set up to fund development projects in Malaysia for the benefit of the country's people, many of whom remain extremely poor despite the country's rapid economic growth. Since losing the election in May to mentor-turned-foe Mahathir Mohamad, the new government has reopened investigations into 1MDB that were stifled under Mr. Najib's rule. Mr. Najib has been barred from leaving the country and millions of dollars have been recovered from properties linked to him. Hundreds of luxury handbags have been seized by authorities from Mr. Najib's wife, Rosma Mansour, who allegedly received $40 million worth of jewellery bought using funds stolen from 1MDB. Mr. Najib's stepson, Reza Aziz, is also under suspicion. Mr. Reza, who helped fund Hollywood blockbuster The Wolf of Wall Street with money allegedly taken from 1MDB, has faced hours of questions from Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission investigators. In March, Mr. Reza's film production company, Red Granite, agreed to pay the US government $80 million to settle claims it benefited from the 1MDB scandal. Former Deputy Prime Minister Ahmed Zahid Hamidi, who also faced tough questioning by authorities, says the rule of law must be respected.
Some evidence or witnesses has to appear to clear the image and perceptions of public, because now the judgment court of public has played a very important role in creating negative perception. This process must be addressed carefully.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.